Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Washington methamphetamine addicts cutting ancient trees to fund their habit. An ancient western red cedar lived quietly on a steep slope in the middle of the Quinault rainforest. Rooted deep in the rich, moist soil, it stood about 170 feet tall and spanned about 8 feet in diameter. It was strong, enduring an estimated 700 years of powerful windstorms and other natural foes. But the evergreen fell victim earlier this year to a couple of methamphetamine junkies armed with chainsaws looking to make some quick cash. "It's not like they're stealing cedar to feed their families," said Christine Fairbanks, a U.S. Forest Service enforcement officer with the Olympic National Forest. "They're doing it to feed their drug habits." Grays Harbor County Deputy Prosecutor Jason Richards is frustrated. Standard range sentences for first-degree theft are typically 1 to 3 months in jail, but from now on, Richards may be asking for more time or exceptional sentences. "These are irreplaceable. It sickens me," Richards said. "It should sicken any decent person." "They are taking the trees that belong to the people of Grays Harbor, the state of Washington, and the country," he said. "There are more than 200,000 acres in the forest where most of the ancient western red cedar can be found, although due to heavy logging in the past, there aren't that many old red cedar trees anymore," Fairbanks said. In 1999, forest law enforcement officials noticed fresh cedar sites. After a year of investigating with the assistance of the Department of Natural Resources and the local sheriff's office, 5 men were eventually arrested and convicted of theft in Grays Harbor Superior Court. One man, Richard Dale, is still on the run, and there's a $25,000 cash-only warrant out for his arrest in conjunction with a cedar theft ring. On Olympic National Forest land alone, 31 separate theft sites were eventually located involving the removal of at least 112 cords of cedar valued at more than $100,000 in connection with that case. A lot of work went into uncovering it, including sticking a tracking device on the thieves' pickup truck. So far this year, 2 more men have been convicted of first-degree theft of cedar. They destroyed at least 9 trees, all ancient trees, on the Olympic National Forest. Daniel Hughes and Sean Chavez, both of Grays Harbor, pleaded guilty to first-degree theft. Hughes was handed 4 months because he had prior criminal history, and Chavez got 3 months during their sentencing at Grays Harbor Superior Court. Sometimes law enforcement officials receive tips that people are cutting down trees illegally. Sometimes they stumble across the sites during their normal course of work. "It's a dangerous job," Fairbanks says. "Thieves often travel in small groups, many times at night when they think there will be less chance of getting caught. Sometimes they're high on drugs. They're armed with chainsaws and sometimes weapons such as knives and guns." The 700-year-old tree Chavez and Hughes selfishly slaughtered had dominated the steep, muddy slope far into the forest, just off a narrow gravel road. A hunk of the tree is missing where the men made off with a couple of cords, rolling the cut pieces down the hill for easier loading into the truck. They had stashed a shabby chainsaw nearby and covered the fallen tree with branches, most likely planning to cut more of it later, Fairbanks said. Now the majestic beast lies on its side, decomposing on the forest floor where it was born in the 1300s. The massive stump reveals a hollow section deep inside the trunk, which would have been a prime place for the threatened northern spotted owl to nest or some other native critters if the tree was still standing. The men were reportedly paid about $700 a cord, about an average truckload, by some local sawmills, Richard said. They brandished a legitimate tree-cutting permit valid for trees on some private land, not to cut in the national forest. The mills that bought the timber were not cited at this time. To report timber theft, call 1-800-624-4295. That's 800-624-4295. Any person who provides information leading to the arrest and conviction of persons who commit crimes in the National Forest lands can receive a $5,000 reward. We thank Lisa Patterson of the Daily World for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go